This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm joined today by Mick Martin. Mick is the pastor of non-denominational church, The Upper Room in North Sydney. Good to have you here, Mick.
Thanks, Simon. Good to be back.
Now, money. We're going to talk about money today and in the next few days. It's an interesting topic, isn't it? It's something that is, of course, a really important part of our lives. We can't do without it, but I think many of us can see how we can run into trouble with money. Why is this an area of interest to you?
Well, I guess it's as you say, it's such a big part of all of our lives and part of pretty much all the big decisions we make in life. Now, I'm not coming at this as a finance expert. You know, I've studied a little bit of stuff around money at university, but I'm not a financial advisor. But I'm interested in it, I guess, from as the leader of a church community, the place of money in our lives, and particularly this idea of the relationship that we have with money. I've been reading a book that talks about this idea, and I've never really thought about it in these terms before, that the idea that we have a relationship with money and what the nature of that relationship is, and whether or not our relationship with money is congruent with all the other things that are going on in our lives, and particularly in terms of what we would say are our most deepest held values and commitments and priorities.
Well, most of us, I think, would say, if you asked us, what's most important to you in your life? And you'd talk about your family, you talk about your friendships, talk about good community experiences, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And yet, sometimes, I think, you're going to suggest our relationship with money would suggest otherwise. The way we behave towards money, the things that we think about and dream about, perhaps, with money. I know I'm guilty of that. I mean, I remember as a young guy, and it hasn't entirely left me, I remember working on a sort of in a labouring job with a friend, and we used to say, what would, you know, that sort of fantasy, right? You win the lottery tonight.
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
Yeah.
And
it's
a tempting thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think it's the fact that money is so pervasive in our lives, and almost to the point where we're not even aware of it. It's almost like air and water, you know, it's part of the environment. And we treat it sometimes, I think, as though it's something that occurs naturally. It's a force of nature, and in a sense it's an inevitability. But we've got to remember money is an invention. It's something that was created in fairly recently, actually, in terms of human history, as a way of facilitating exchange of goods and services and so on, as a way of trading things, and it was for the common good. But it's taken on a life of its own, and we've invested in money this power over our lives where it's no longer there just to serve us, but in fact often becomes our master and the thing that drives our lives. There's a quote here from a book I've been reading on this. It's called The Soul of Money by a woman by the name of Lynn Twist, who herself has been through this journey with money and has come from being very financially successful and realized that her life was on a certain trajectory that was at odds with her values. And she dedicated herself then to a project called The Hunger Project and became a fundraiser for that. And in her lifetime now has raised over $150 million for this particular project. But she says this: "The money culture, the culture we live in, has shaped us in many ways that we would not choose in a more conscious, soulful process, driving us such that we unwittingly undermine and erode those most deeply human values and highest commitments, and at times turn away from the very ones we profess to hold dear." So I think the issue for us is to become a little more reflective of our relationship with money, and not to just take it for granted, and not just to allow ourselves to be swept along by the forces of the money culture that we live in, but to actually take stock and say, well, is the relationship I have with money really congruent with the things that I say I hold most dear and that are most important to me? So, for example, most of us, I think, would argue that we care less about money and material possessions than we care about human life or the well-being of other human beings. And yet, probably all of us in our day-to-day lives make choices and decisions largely based on the place of money in our lives that have impact on other people to their detriment. You know, so for example, the clothes we buy, you know, we often don't think about the implications of where that shirt came from and you know, the fact that it might have been produced by some 12-year-old kid working 12 hours a day in some sweatshop in Southeast Asia. That doesn't come into our thinking in making that purchase. All we think about is the price and whether we see it as good value for money.
Well, Mick, it's a very complex relationship. I think we need to tease this out a little bit further. Let's do it again next time.
Look forward to it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.